भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरविषे नमः। ओ मोस्ट मुनिफिशेंट इनकार्नेशन, यू आर कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ अपीयरिंग एज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु। यू हैव अश्यूम्ड द गोल्डन कलर ऑफ श्रीमती राधारानी एंड यू आर वाइडली डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग प्योर लव ऑफ कृष्ण। वी ऑफर अवर respectful obeisances unto you. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो हरे कृष्णा। लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू दिस संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम। सो दिस ब्यूटिफुल वर्स विच वॉज पेंड बाय श्रील रूप गोस्वामी और अभिधेय आचार्य डिस्क्राइब्स इन ए नटशेल who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what is the purpose of his incarnation. Now, we know that the Supreme Lord Krishna, he appeared 5,000 years ago, and when he incarnated on this planet Earth, he performed various wonderful pastimes, especially his loving pastimes with the gopis of Vrindavan. His Prema Madhuri is indeed very, very famous. So he gave love of Godhead, he gave love of Krishna, love for his own self, to the various people who were around at that point in time. But over a period of time, what happened was, after the Lord wound up his pastimes on this planet Earth, and went back to his own abode, slowly and steadily Kali Yuga advented, and in Kali Yuga there was deterioration of all spiritual values. And because of the deterioration in spiritual values, no one was in a position to appreciate what is indeed love of Godhead, what is Krishna Prem. People were not able to appreciate. And that is one of the reasons why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented. There are many other reasons as well, but this was one of the reasons. He wanted to distribute the love of God to each and every person. So, what happened was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he advented, he started distributing the love of Godhead without any discrimination. He enlisted the support of his disciples, his associates, especially Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, whom he instructed that they should visit every house in Navadvip and, you know, distribute love of God to everyone, Krishna Prem to everyone. Now, not that everyone accepted it, there was a lot of resistance, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction was that you must give love of Godhead to each and everyone. And Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they would go every day in Navadvip, visit some house or the other, and there they would beg of them, literally beg of them, and say that please chant the holy names of Krishna. Please chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And this way they would somehow or the other influence them, persuade them, and make them take to the process of Krishna consciousness, which is a sublime process. They succeeded with practically everyone, but there was some resistance from two famous individuals in Navadvip, Jagai and Madhai, who were villainous, who were very evil, but nevertheless, ultimately, they were successful in persuading even these two villainous people to accept this sublime process of Krishna consciousness. So we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one endeavor when he incarnated, his Krishna himself come as Krishna's devotee to give Krishna's love to us. So this is a very unique and wonderful situation where the Lord, Supreme Lord himself, incarnates as his own devotee. And after having incarnated, he distributes love of God to everyone. A very beautiful situation to be in for all the devotees who lived at that point in time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually took on the role of a transcendental gardener. Now this is described very beautifully in Chaitanya Charitamrita, about which Gauranga Prabhu spoke in the morning very nicely. So he took on the role of a gardener, transcendental gardener, and he was growing fruits of love of Godhead on the transcendental tree, and he wanted to distribute that fruit to each and everyone. He did not want any exceptions to that. He wanted to distribute it to everyone. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in some very, very beautiful verses, describes how he wanted to distribute the love of Godhead, the fruit of Krishna Prem, to everyone. Ekala mala karami kaha kaha yaba, ekala vakata fal padiya vilaba. Says that I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing, Supreme Lord is expressing his, you know, inability. He says, how many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick up and distribute? Imagine that there's a huge tree and on which there are thousands of fruits and one individual is required, you know, to pick them up. How very difficult it is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he is the Supreme Lord, is admitting that. Then he says, ekala uthana dite haya parishram keha paya keha na paya rahe mane brahm. Says that it would certainly be a very laborious task to pick up the fruits and distribute them also. Picking up is one part of the job, but having picked up the fruit, to distribute it to everyone, that's not very easy. It's a very big challenge. He says it's very difficult. And still, I suspect that some would, you know, get the fruit and others won't get. in the process. So it's a complicated process. So, keha paya, keha na paya, rahe mane brahm. So one will be bewildered as to who has got the fruit and who has not got. So it happens. Somebody is distributing something, there's a big queue and you know people are clamoring to get the fruit. Somebody gets it, somebody doesn't get it. That happens. Ata eva ami adnya dilun sabakare yaha taha prema phal deha yare yare. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I am giving that order to everyone. Ekala mala karami kata phala khaba nadiya vak ei phala arati kariba. Again he repeats, I am the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that how many fruits? You know, I have thousands upon thousands of, you know, fruits of love of Godhead. How many can I alone eat? I want to distribute it. Imagine, you know, lot of prasad is remaining at midnight, at 12 o'clock, you know, and all the devotees have come and gone, they have already honored the prasad and gone away. What do you do with that prasad, you know? What do you do with it? It's a big question. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very sweetly he is putting it, he is the Supreme Lord himself, he is saying that, what will I do with this? Atma ichchamrute vruksha sinchi nirantar tahate asankhya phala vrukshera upar. He says that by the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are thousands upon thousands of such fruits on the tree. No takers. Unfortunately, no takers. So, all over the tree. And that there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Ata eva sab phala deha yare tare khaiya hadak lok ajaramare. Haukkaloka ajaramare. He says, distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. Janma mrityu jaravyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Bhagavad Gita says, this is that, let people become free from this, not getting back again and again into this material world. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatreshana. Go through the same thing, same rut again and again. Let them free themselves by just honoring the fruit, Krishna Prem. And then eventually he gives instructions to every person in Bharatvarsha. Says, Bharata bhumite haila manushya janmayar janma sarthaka karikar para upakar. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one who has taken his birth in this Bharatvarsha, in this India, that he should make his life successful first. Janma sarthaka kari kara para upakar. First, you make your life successful by accepting this Krishna consciousness, this matchless gift of Krishna consciousness. And after having accepted it, you help others also to accept it. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't say that you just distribute to everyone. It's like Srila Prabhupada saying that you are in this book distribution marathon, but please read the books yourself also, not just, you know, take part in distribution. So similarly here, Lord Chaitanya is saying that Bharata Bhumite, you are so fortunate to be born in this glorious land of India, and having been born here, please accept this process of Krishna consciousness, make it successful in your own life, and then you distribute to everyone. So this is the message that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he never declared that I am Krishna. He never declared. But there are shastras, there are quotations in the scriptures which say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is indeed Krishna. There is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Says, Krishna varanam trisha krishnam sango pangastra parshadam yajnai sankirtana praye yajanti hi sumame dasa. Says in this age of Kali, intelligent people, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting. That's what we did some time back. Congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead constantly and sing the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. and he is accompanied by his associate, servants, weapons and confidential companions. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes some 500 years ago, he did not carry Sudarshan Chakra. Of course he summoned it once to get rid of Madhai, and but otherwise he never carried any weapons. What was his main weapon in Kali Yuga? What was the weapon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Single weapon. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He had that conviction that just simple process of Krishna consciousness, chanting of the holy names, will help everyone go back home, back to Godhead. So, one has to therefore understand that, first of all, Namo Mahavadanyaya. So Chaitanya Prabhu, he was so very munificent, so very generous, that he wants to give love of Godhead to everyone. So this was not the case when Lord Krishna appeared 5000 years ago. There was, you know, up to a particular point everything went off very smoothly, but after some time, you know, in Kali Yuga that happens, there is deterioration of values. There is so much deterioration of values, and you can see, you don't have to, you just have to pick up newspapers to understand what is happening. How much deterioration can there be? You simply can't imagine how heinous, how ruthless are the people who can kill, you know, innocent children in school, school-going children. So it's become a problem, you know. People in those countries, in those places must be wondering, you know, I am sending my child to school, will he come back today? That kind of a fear. So this is the state of affairs in Kali Yuga. And that's the reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to distribute the love of Godhead. He wants to distribute the phala, you know, of Krishna prem to everyone. Why? Because when you take to the process of Krishna consciousness, what happens is that automatically your heart gets cleansed. It gets cleansed of all the anarthas. After all, why are such crimes taking place? Why are such dirty things happening in the society? It's happening because they don't have clean hearts. Full of muck, full of dirt, and therefore they are misguided by some organizations, and then they take to this heinous way of, you know, dealing with, trying to solve their problems. How will killing of innocent children solve any problem in the first place? So they don't have intelligence to understand, and therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted each and every individual to take to the process so that he gets purified and his life becomes sublime. That was the role, that was the reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, gave this. So we find therefore that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this. Ata eva ami adnya dilun sabha kare, yaha taha prema phala deha yare tare. So therefore distribute this love of Godhead everywhere. So there are so many diseases in this material world. Hospitals are full of patients. They open so many state-of-art hospitals everywhere practically. Spend, you know, crores of rupees in open hospitals. And practically all hospitals are full of, you know, people. It's not that hospitals remain empty. They are full. There's so many people with diseases. But eventually the main disease is the disease, bhava, you know, bhava. This living in this material world and going through various problems of material life, that itself is one of the greatest diseases. And therefore Chaitanya Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings in a very beautiful poem, he sings, Enechi aushadi maya nashi bar lagi, harinama mahamantra lavo tumi magi. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that to dispel the illusion of maya, I have brought this patent medicine. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought this patent medicine. You know, patent medicines are supposed to be more effective. It's not that you go to an allopath, you know, he mixes something and gives you. But there are some patent medicines, you know, which are reported to be very, very efficacious, you know, in treatment of diseases. He says, I have brought this patent medicine. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, please beg for this Maha Mantra and accept it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is anxious to give it to you. And we should be as anxious to accept it. So this is required. It has to be a twofold process. So in case, you know, somebody wants to give something and you don't accept it, it leads to nothing virtually. So you require two people. So one is the person who is giving it and the other one who is receiving it. So this way, there are so many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described in various books also. So today I want to share with you one particular story. So even during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's performance of his pastimes on this planet, there were some people who resisted, you know, accepting the Krishna consciousness process. So I will be narrating to you one such story, which is by Lochandas Thakur, which is in Sri Chaitanya Mangal. And I found the story very, very instructive and very, very informative. It's a little long, so you'll have to be very attentive to hear it. So there was once a South Indian Brahmin. His name was Ram. So he was very poor, very, very poor, completely poverty-stricken. And because of starvation, he never got any food to eat. Because of starvation, his body was just like a bag of skin and bones. So we say bag of skin and bones. And his stomach all the time burned with hunger. Now normally, you don't think of, you know, Brahmanas in this particular way. And Brahmanas are normally, you know, are well fed. But here, you know, it was not happening like that. He was literally starving from hunger. Then what happened was, because he was starving from hunger, and then he was being neglected by everyone. Nobody cared for him. So, you know, if you are starving, that is one thing, but if nobody bothers about you, everybody neglects you, it's a very miserable situation. So one day he thought, how can I become free from, you know, my misery? What is the way? I've tried getting help from practically everyone, but nobody is helping. So how do I become free from misery? And then he thought, he was thinking to himself, I must have committed many, many, many sins in my past life. Karma phala, you know, my karma phala. And now, you know, I am suffering for it. So as a Brahmana, he knew that he is suffering because of, he knew that he had not done sinful activity in that life, but he thought that, yeah, I must have done it in my past life. And I also know that I must suffer for this. I know I must suffer for it. But it would be so nice if God could find a way of mitigating, you know, my problem. You know, somehow or the other, it is reduced, you know. It's like, sometimes, you know you have fever, and there's a particular course, you know, 3 days, 5 days, 6 days, by which the fever would disappear. But if you are given some, you know, medicine in between, you are able to, you know, somehow or the other, you know, retain that fever, but at the same time, you know, also retain all your senses. So this way. So he said that I wish I could, you know, the Lord would, you know, reduce my problems. The Brahmana knew in his heart of hearts that only God could change his karma and give him relief. Nobody else can. So whatever karma we perform, we have to suffer for it. It is said that disease also, bahu karma krutam papam, bahu janma krutam papam. So it is due to, you know, many, many, you know, bad deeds which are done. So vyadhi rupena, it comes in the form of vyadhi, disease. This way he thought, you know, maybe, you know, I am suffering with this. And then he thought that only God, you know, can solve my problems. And he resolved in his mind that he will go to Jagannath Puri. At least he had that sense that, you know, I would go to Jagannath Puri and I'll beg of the Lord, you know, to change my karma and solve my problems. So he went to see him. He went to see Lord Jagannath to beg for mercy. Now he was so full of tension because of his hunger, he was not able to use his intelligence. So he was standing before Lord Jagannath, and then he was praying to Lord Jagannath. He was saying that, "I am a poor Brahmana suffering from starvation." And people say that every Brahmana is dear to Krishna. So, you know, I am also a Brahmana. So I qualify. I can also be, you know, dear to Krishna. This way he was thinking. But due to my offenses, some or the other Krishna is neglecting me. All these years he has neglected me. Therefore, let me give up this worthless life. Let me just, you know, commit suicide. So this way he was thinking in his mind that he would like to commit suicide. Then Brahmana would every day go to the temple of Lord Jagannath, stand before the Lord, and, you know, issue his complaints, you know. So very often when we come to Shri Radha Gopinath and stand before the deities, we do not register all our complaints. There is no complaint register in which we enter all our complaints about ourselves, our life. But here the Brahmana was in such a terrible mental condition, such a disturbed condition, that he was standing before the Lord, and, you know, he would take darshan, and then he would keep on, you know, complaining about his situation. He says that, "I am a poor Brahmana, you know, I am starving, I have had no food, my family neglects me, I am not able to sleep at night because of hunger." This way he would complain, keep on complaining. And he would say that, "My Lord, I have no one but you. So please save me from misery of poverty and give me plenty of wealth." He thought that if Lord can give him lot of wealth, all his problems would be sorted out. People sometimes think that if you have money, your problems are solved. That's not a fact. Money can create more problems than the problem that you had before you got money. So this is how life is. If you are destined to suffer, you will suffer anyway. So you are thinking that by getting lot of wealth, you would be free. But at least the Brahmana had some intelligence. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a prayer. It says, "Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajet purusham param." So it says that purusham param. It says that you, a person who has broad intelligence, you know, whether he is full of material suffering or he has no material desires also, or he wants liberation, he must by all means worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, some or the other, yena kena prakarena, you have to take resort to the lotus feet of Krishna. So, he was praying like that. So, that day, he prayed, and then he was looking for miracles to happen. All of us have that tendency, you know, we want some mystical things to happen. When we go and pray, something should happen, you know, mystical thing. But it is not necessary, it will not happen sometimes. So he was thinking like that something will happen, it didn't happen. So that day the Brahmana was disappointed that there was no reciprocation from the Lord. At least that is what he thought. And then that day the Brahmana begged for little food here and there. He went, and then next day again he returned to the temple. He returned to the temple and prayed, "Oh Lord, this Brahmana," that means himself, "is suffering terribly." As if the Lord doesn't know. Lord knew, suffering terribly, and is about to die. He's telling him, about to die. "Please remove my poverty and give me abundant riches. I beg you to give me the boon of wealth, otherwise I will kill myself right before your eyes." And from that day onwards, the Brahmana started fasting. He thought, you know, "I'll fast unto death." So that is one of the ways people threaten. Most of the political leaders, they go on, you know. Of course, nothing happens to them, but they go like that on the fast. Anyway, the Brahmana started fasting. Meanwhile, when this Brahmana was praying, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was sitting in the Tota Gopinath temple, surrounded, you know, by his various associates, his parshadas, all these sanghis, they were all with him, and they were singing the glories of Vrindavan, totally absorbed in it. So devotees were discussing the glories of Vrindavan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing. He was in a very wonderful, peaceful mood, and suddenly, you know, the devotees noticed that there was a change, you know, in the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They felt that he has become silent suddenly, you know, he has withdrawn, so to say. Sometimes we are sitting with so many people and, you know, suddenly others notice that you are not there. You are physically there, but you are not there. So something like that. So they felt that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seems to have withdrawn himself from whatever is going on. Anyway, nothing else happened. So suddenly there was a change in mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the devotees, they wondered for some time, why is the Lord, you know, somewhat distracted suddenly? We are singing the glories of Vrindavan, why is he distracted? But the Lord knew exactly what was happening in the mind of this Brahmana. Now, Brahmana was, you know, complaining to Lord Jagannath. Now, see the connection. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew why and what he was complaining. So, why is it? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord Himself. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani cha Arjuna, bhavishyani cha bhutani, mamtu vedana kaschana. So, as the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew what is going on in the consciousness of this Brahmana who has come to Jagannath Puri to sort out or solve his problems. He knew exactly what is happening. He knows the past, present and future. So, he knew the disturbed state of mind of the Brahmana, and that's why he suddenly withdrew from whatever was going on there. So, although the Brahmana kept on fasting for 7 days, Lord Jagannath did not respond. There was no response from Lord Jagannath. And he had already become very weak. He was already skin and bones. And then add to that, you know, 7 days fast. So he was, you know, severely weakened, and he decided that he would drown in the ocean. He took a decision. So there is a beautiful sea in Jagannath Puri. Many of us have gone and bathed there. So he said that I'll end my life, I'll drown myself in the ocean. That's the end of all my problems. So no question of poverty now, everything will go. So he went to the seashore, and he was contemplating that he would now get into the waters and drown himself. Just as he was standing on the shore of the ocean, suddenly from the ocean waters, a very, very magnificent personality, tall person, you know, he emerged from the waters, he came out. He was wearing, you know, his crown, he was ornamented, looked like a king actually, and he was king. So he came out, very tall personality. Now immediately this Brahmana, he started thinking, he started speculating. Maybe this is Lord Jagannath himself, you know, who has come out of the ocean. Because, you know, I have been praying to him, so maybe he is Lord Jagannath, he is only coming, he is coming to help me. So he was, you know, somewhat, you know, in a happy frame of mind. And just then what happened was that the tall man started walking from the seashore, from the sea towards the, you know, seashore, to the bank of the sea. He came out. And as he came out, this tall person, he assumed a smaller form, you know, normal form, like us. And in the form of, he took the form of a Brahmana. And then he rapidly started walking, this Brahmana. This new Brahmana, tall Brahmana, started walking. So, this poor Brahmana, he was literally spellbound, you know, when he saw. He thought, my end of my problems is now very near. Sooner or later, all my problems will end. So the Brahmana, then, he started following him. Now, this person was walking very fast, and Brahmana, you know, somehow or the other, trying to keep pace with him, started walking behind him. And then suddenly, the man stopped, turned, and he said, who are you? And where are you going? Tell me exactly. It's like this, sometimes, you know, some gundas, you know, they chase some girls. And if the girl, you know, were to just turn and, you know, and then face the gunda squarely, they become nervous, something like that. So here, this Brahmana not expecting that he will turn, he turned and they said, where are you, who are you and where are you going? The Brahmana said, I am weak, you know, I am weak from fasting for 7 days. After seeing you, my life, you know, has become successful. My life has become successful. Tell me frankly who you are. Don't deceive me. No, this poor Brahmana tells that other Brahmana. Otherwise, you will be responsible for Brahmahatya. You know, I am going to kill myself. So, the sin of, you know, killing a poor Brahmana will be on you. So please, don't deceive me. Tell me who you are. So, then the man said, why do you want to know my identity? What is the reason? I am whoever I am. How does it matter to you? What business is it of yours to know who I am? Anyway, why are you starving to death? So that the Brahmana asked the question. So this man replied, said that I am suffering because of my extreme poverty. I am poverty stricken. I am suffering because of that. And I can't maintain my Brahminical status. A Brahmana is supposed to do so many things, but I am not able to maintain that status. I pass my days and nights without having any food. I am completely starving. And my family does not care for me. I have no shelter. I prefer death to life, so I am committing suicide by starvation. So announced his plans to that new Brahmana. Hearing this very sad story of the poor Brahmana, that other Brahmana, the tall Brahmana, his heart melted. And he said, O Brahmana, my name is Vibhishan. My name is Vibhishan. And I am going to see the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. So he gave his identity and he told him where he is going. He answered all the questions. Then he said, you are suffering because of your past sins, and bound by the results of your past sin, you are going through so many problems. No, then he went on to say that whatever good deeds you do, for that you have to come to this material world, you know, to enjoy the fruits of your good actions. And whatever bad deeds you do, whatever sins you commit, you have to come to this material world to again suffer for the misdeeds that you have done. So either way, you are bound. So all of us are bound by, if we do pious activity, thinking that that is the ultimate goal of human life, then, you know, we may get birth again and again to enjoy the fruits of the pious activity. And if we commit sinful activities, activities which are against the dictates of Shastra, we may have to come again for suffering for our sins. So either way, you are caught. We are bound by that. We are completely, you know, bound by that. So what is the way out? For us, Srila Prabhupada has told us that you be on the platform of akarma. Not karma, not vikarma, but akarma. Be on that platform. So that whatever activities we are doing, do it for the pleasure of Krishna. So that's what Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. You act on my behalf. You represent me in whatever you are doing. And whatever activities you perform, killings you perform, whatever you do, that is not going to bind you down. So this way, it is what we are advised, that you should be on the platform of akarma. So Vibhishana tells him that, you know, whatever you are suffering, you know, is due to this. And therefore, after saying this, that Vibhishana, he started walking, you know, further ahead, towards. And he started walking towards Tota Gopinath. He started walking towards the Tota Gopinath temple that's there in Jagannath Puri. So he started walking towards that. So both of them, these two Brahmanas, started walking towards there. And inside, Lord Chaitanya was sitting with all his Parshads. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his servant Govinda. He said, Govinda, go out and see. Some two people have come to see me. You just go out and see. So Govinda went out and then he saw these two brahmanas and he came back and said, yes, there are two people wanting to, seems they want to meet you. They are at the doorstep. Shall I bring them in? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yeah, bring them in. And then Govinda went out and he brought both these people, you know, inside his room. He brought them. And when they came, immediately Vibhishan, the taller Brahmana, he went and sat next to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just went and sat next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the other Brahmana, the hungry Brahmana, the, you know, lean and hungry Brahmana, he stood some distance away, you know. So he didn't feel bold to go and sit there. So, but the other person went and sat there. And when that other Brahmana went and sat there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, and meantime, all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, anuyayis, all his followers, they were all sitting little distance away. And they were not able to understand what is going on actually. So, this tall Brahmana went and sat next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, I am seeing you after a very long time. He told Vibhishana, I am seeing you after a very long time. Now, you may wonder where did Vibhishan come into this leela. He is speaking of, you know, Treta Yuga when, you know, as Prabhu Ramchandra, you know, he had met Vibhishan. So he says, I am seeing you after a long time. So, then, you know, he embraced that Brahmana. People are seeing from distance. They are not able to know who this person is and what conversation is going on between them. That also they were not able to understand. So he said that, I am seeing you after a very, very long time. And then, you know, when they embraced each other, both of, you know, started, you know, crying, tears of ecstasy, you know, emerging from their eyes. And people, all other people from distance, they are watching, not knowing what is happening. Imagine their state, you know, their Lord, you know, is, you know, interacting with someone. They don't know who that is. He's not one of them. And, you know, they are going through, you know, so much ecstasy. So they were also very, very curious to know what is going on. So it went on for some time. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he talked to Vibhishan and he said, you are seeing that Brahmana there, is standing there. He complains every day to Lord Jagannath, you know, about his state of affairs, you know, his affair. Every day in and day out, he has been here and he has been fasting for the last 7 days. Now, I mean, it's not that the poor Brahmana had sent an SMS to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving all the details, nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just knower of past, present and future, says that he has been, you know, fasting. And, you know, he is complaining. Nothing else he is doing. And he said that this is the tendency of the worldly people, you know. When something good happens, when something wonderful happens in their lives, they say, it is, you know, due to my good actions. You know, and if something bad happens, some reversals are there, God, you know. It is God, you know, who has given me this suffering. So this way, this is the way of the worldly people. So this way people treat. And so people, you know, when they enjoy happiness, generally they don't remember God. And when they are suffering, they remember God. In what way? To complain. To complain about it. That way they remember God. So this way, and then he said that this Brahmana, you know, intends to die by fasting. And as he says, a day in and day out, you know, he's complaining to Lord Jagannath. So he says that what will Jagannath also do for this person, you know? He's only complaining all the time. However, he said that seeing you, that means seeing Vibhishan, he tells that seeing you, his suffering will now end. So give him wealth and let his suffering end once and for all. Let his complaints cease once and for all. So then what happened was that Vibhishan got up from wherever he was standing, and then the other Brahmana also, you know, he, both of them offered dandavats to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they left. So when they left, so that poverty stricken Brahmana asked Vibhishan. He said that you had told me that you are going to Jagannath temple for darshan of Jagannath Dev, but instead of that you have gone and met that sannyasi, and that sannyasi has told you certain things. What did he say? What does he want to give? So that you were to meet Jagannath in person, but you have not met him. You have not gone to his temple at all. You have come to this temple. So at that time, Vibhishan said that, he said that, oh stupid, foolish Brahmana. He said that you have been in presence of Lord Jagannath all along. Who do you think that sannyasi was? He was non-different from Lord Jagannath himself. Non-different from him. And you lost a golden opportunity. Lost a golden opportunity. And you registered your complaints, but you never ever asked for the fruit of love of Godhead. Of course, he didn't say it, I am saying it. Fruit of love of Godhead. You never asked for that. You asked only for all material things. Remove my poverty, give me wealth, give me this, give me that. So this is the way most of the worldly people, you know, when they go to the temple, that's what they ask for. Worldly things. Now, when we come to Sri Radha Gopinath, we should never ever, you know, ask for anything material. We should always beg for love of Godhead. That is what we should pray for, not anything material. So that you never asked for that. You are so stupid. I really can't understand. Now, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked me to give you some wealth. What we'll do is, from here we'll go to your village, you know, in wherever, South India. And we'll go there, and there, you know, after reaching that place, you know, I'll give you whatever you want. That's the end of the story. And then this Brahmana suddenly realized, you know, what he had missed out on. He had missed out on something great. He had missed out on something transcendental. So he suddenly realized that realization dawned upon him. Little late in the day, but never mind. It dawned upon him that any stage in our life, if we realize what is the ultimate goal of our life, that is, it's okay. Even at a late stage in our life, we realize that nothing wrong. So he fell down. He beat his head like this. He said, what have I done, you know? I have missed an opportunity. And then he fell on the ground. He held the feet of Vibhishan. He said that, please take me. Take me back. Take me back there. So again, Vibhishan, the kind-hearted person that he was, that is how Vaishnavas are. Paradukha dukhi. That is the nature of Vaishnavas. They always look at the misery of others. And so he took him again. He didn't say that last time I had taken you and, you know, again you want me to go. No, no complaints. Chalo, jane ka hai, let's go. So again they went. So both of them, when they reached again that temple inside, Lord Chaitanya looked at them with, you know, curiosity. He said that, how come? Why have you come back? Then Vibhishan said, Lord, you please ask him only. You know, he's the man. Better that. But then Chaitanya, they did not ask him. And then this Brahmana, you know, he fell prostrate before Lord Chaitanya Dev. He said that, I'm a stupid person. Very foolish. Now, because of my hunger, because of my starvation, I have lost all my knowledge of the Shastra. And I came before you, and, you know, I asked for some material medicine, no, from you. Whereas you are in a position to give me something transcendental. But, you know, I begged for something trivial, and you were kind enough to give it. So he said that, now I have realized that you are non-different, you know, from Lord Jagannath himself. Now I have come to that realization. Please, I beg forgiveness from you, and please give me the medicine which you would have liked to give me. That is Krishna Prem. Like to give me, please give me that medicine. This way he fell prostrate before him and, you know, begged for forgiveness. So Chaitanya Dev told him that, Chaitanya Dev, actually he laughed hearing this. He says that hearing, it was like kind of a confessional statement. You know, you make confession, you know, in the court of law. you make a confession and you make certain statements. So he made all those statements. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very, very Parama Karuna, very full of Karuna for him, he said that, okay, now you know you go out into the world, enjoy the fruits of your good deeds and misdeeds, and a time will come when you will attain the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. This way, he gave the assurance. So, we learn a number of things from this particular pastime. What do we learn? Can anybody say? The first and foremost thing that we learn is that Lord Chaitanya Dev and Lord Jagannath are non-different. They are the same. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he would go and stand in front of Lord Jagannath for hours, they would gaze. But in essence, he was posing as his own devotee, and he would stand there and be in ecstasy, you know, standing before him and praying there. So there are so many beautiful exchanges even during Jagannath Rath Yatra between, you know, Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So times when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at the back, you know, of the Ratha, and Lord Jagannath Dev is not able to see him, so the chariot just doesn't move, stays put, you know, doesn't move at all. And then Lord Chaitanya Dev, you know, he comes in between, and you know, then because of him the chariot, you know, starts moving. This way the loving exchanges between them, but essentially he is Lord Jagannath himself. And therefore one of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very wonderful disciple, his name was Vasudev Ghosh, he sings, Vasudev Ghosh bole kari jadhat, jai gaur sei Krishna sei Jagannath. He says that jai gaur sei Krishna sei Jagannath. So this particular, you know, verse from this Vasudev Ghosh says it all. He says that there is no, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are non-different, and Krishna is Jagannath. So all three are one and the same. So have no doubts in your mind about the identity part. The second thing that we learn from this is that we are not to, you know, make material demands, you know, before the Lord. We should actually, you know, seek the fruit of love of Godhead from him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all out willing, you know, willing to give that fruit of love of Godhead to everyone, because he doesn't want anyone to suffer in this material life. So, coming back to our own founder Acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, his compassion, his love for humanity was also on the same lines. Srila Prabhupada never ever wanted that any living entity, whether he is from Bharat Bhumi, or whether he is from United States of America, or whether he is from Uzbekistan or Russia or whatever, wherever, he wanted each and every living entity to receive the matchless gift of Krishna consciousness. And that was the reason why he actually left. He left India and went to the US, you know, to start the Krishna consciousness movement. It is not that he did not want to start it in India. He tried. He tried in Jhansi. Everything practically, you know, the movement would have started in Jhansi many years earlier. But then last minute, the plans were frustrated. So there are some politicians who interfered in the plan. In Jhansi, you know, he was promised a very nice, you know, location, a very nice house where he could start the Krishna consciousness movement. And actually Srila Prabhupada, he was banking upon that place to start preaching, start everything. And he visited that place in Jhansi, went to the house, and then, you know, he would tell the people, okay, this room is going to be for brahmacharis, you know, this room, you know, is going to be for, you know, deities, this room is going to be for this, that. That way, all plans laid out. And the agreement, virtually on the verge of being, you know, signed. But last minute, politics interfered. Some politician said that this place cannot be given to you. It will go to, I will not name the politician, it will go to so and so person, where, you know, they will start classes for ladies, tailoring classes, you know. So whatever Prabhupada had envisaged, you know, that he would start that movement, so all that, you know. But Prabhupada took it in his stride. So he never felt frustrated, or he never felt that, you know, he should not take. He went ahead. And in a way, it was wonderful that he went to United States of America, and there this Krishna Consciousness, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, took its roots. And you know its history now, how it has spread. Now I am sitting here, you know, talking about something. It is all because it has come from there, in one sense. So we all owe it to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada did not want any living entity to suffer. And therefore, he wrote, you know, voluminous literature he created. See, one person, as Gaurang Prabhu mentioned in the today morning class, you know, he would sleep only for 2-3 hours and then get up at 12 in midnight and, you know, then start his, you know, writing. So he wrote so many beautiful, wonderful purports which are inspiring everyone even to this day. There are people whose lives have got transformed because of reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada knew that, and once, you know, somebody asked him, you know, that, Prabhupada, you know, why are you reading your own book? You have authored this book, why are you reading it? So Prabhupada said that, you know, this is not my writing, you know. It is like what, this has been something that has, you know, been inspired. What I have written is not of my own. It is by some divine, you know, agency that the things have happened. Therefore, you know, I have no difficulty in reading my own books. So he's like a small child, you know, with great inspiration he would read his own books. So he wrote so many books, and these books, you know, have transformed lives all over the world. And how did this book distribution thing start actually? I believe in San Francisco there was this Rath Yatra, and during that Rath Yatra, one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he brought, you know, freshly printed volumes of the Krishna book. He brought it, and the Rath Yatra went off very smoothly. There was tremendous, you know, chanting of the holy names, kirtan. Everybody, you know, was filled with a lot of joy, ecstasy, and that devotee of Srila Prabhupada brought those volumes, you know. He brought those volumes and then took out one and, you know, he gave it to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, you know, just opened the book and he saw the cover, how it was bound. He saw the quality of paper. He saw, you know, how it was printed. And all of his disciples, you know, were just peering over his shoulders. What is, you know, what is Prabhupada seeing? And they were all seeing. And Prabhupada became very, very pleased to see that. This was somewhere in, I think, in 1970, if I remember right. I'm an old man. My memory fails at times. So Prabhupada was looking at that book. He was spellbound, you know, Krishna book which he had authored, based on the 10th canto, he had authored it. So when he read it, he was so impressed. And then he held that volume, and then he held the other volume. Some more copies were there. He held all of them. Then he took out, and people were wanting to see what the book is, you know. Then suddenly Srila Prabhupada announced, anybody, you know, who wants to acquire this book can take it. He can buy it from me. Acquire it by taking it from me directly. And that is how, you know, people rushed with $10 bills. I think this is described in Prabhupada Lilamrut. So people rushed with, you know, $10 bills, and, you know, this is that, Prabhupada, we want. And that's how book distribution thing started. Now we have the book marathon going on, December book marathon, where Srila, devotees are making all out effort to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So Prabhupada's books are books full of his mercy. Not just some theoretical, you know, knowledge. And Bhagavad Gita, especially Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srila Prabhupada presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. And how it has, you know, transformed the lives of thousands and thousands upon people. So this, just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to distribute the fruit of, you know, Krishna Prem to each and everyone as a gardener, transcendental gardener. Similarly, Lord Prabhupada wanted that his books should reach to the masses, everyone, everywhere, all over the world, in all countries. Not, this was his idea, that because he had the conviction that anybody who reads Bhagavad Gita or anybody who reads his transcendental books, their lives will be changed. And indeed, that is what has happened. So many devotees were created virtually, you know. Bhagavad Gita, you know, is non-different from Lord himself. So many devotees were born out of, you know, the Bhagavad Gita, reading of that Bhagavad Gita. This way we find that great spiritual leaders like Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada or founder Acharya, they dedicated their whole life to create, you know, transcendental literatures which have impacted the lives of so many people. So we have to be very, very grateful for what we have received. So receiving the books of Srila Prabhupada, distributing the books of Srila Prabhupada is like distributing the fruits which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about, distributing the fruits of Krishna Prem. So let us devote ourselves to that endeavor. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.